Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Aging Gracefully. I love this show. It's a Senior Radio Buffalo production, brought to you by the Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. Now, if you're up early and you're listening, I hope you're taking your vitamins. I hope you start the day with a great attitude. And you know what? When you're listening to this show, you find out what's kind of coming around the corner, even when it comes to your healthcare. And I'm very happy this morning to be talking with Dr. Michael Merrill. He is the CMO of Brook Health, and that partners with Catholic Medical Partners about something we're going to be hearing a lot more about in the near future, and that is called remote monitoring. This is very interesting, and it's something that we're all going to take part in to kind of make sure our doctor knows a lot more about us than when we just show up once or twice a year. So good morning, Dr. Merrill. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Merrill, maybe you can tell us a little bit more of what remote monitoring is.
Yes. Primary care, as we all know, is rough. I mean, it's hard to find a primary care doctor. It's hard to get an appointment with primary care. And primary care providers are overwhelmed. They've got a lot of work to do. We help, my company, Brook Health, helps with that. We try to fit in the space between the provider and the patient and provide a connection and provide extra knowledge for the patient and more knowledge for the physician too or the provider.
Okay, so how do we do that?
It works out as basically it's an app on your phone, and if you think about it, you've got your phone there, and now you have an app on it where you can text anytime, although we do take a few hours off to sleep at night, anytime, questions about your health. So if you want to know, you want to learn more about, hypertension or diabetes, we have professionals on the on the, you know, who can answer your questions immediately. There's also a little sort of, artificial intelligence there to help collect data about you. So, for example, you're sitting down at a restaurant, and you want to know how many calories you're eating. Well, you can either talk into the app and tell it what you're eating, and it'll tell you how many calories you are, or you can take a picture of it, and we'll look at it, and we'll tell you how many calories you're probably in it. The app keeps track of, it connects to devices that we send you, so a blood pressure cuff or a glucometer, for example, or a scale to kind of keep track of that information, which then goes back to your doctor. So there's a lot more to it, too. There's basically this whole relationship that we set up with you. We have health coaches who are trained in, you know, behavior change and nutrition. We have nurses. We can help you set goals. Some people, you know, don't even know what their goals are. Mm. And so we can help you with that, help you stay motivated. A lot of other stuff, too. So,
you know, doctor, it sounds like this is kind of the wave of the future where we can really have a more personal relationship with the doctor, and the doctor will have more information on us so the doctor can give us better care.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, one thing, everybody knows what it's like to go to a primary care visit and, you know, and worry that you're not going to get everything that you need taken care of. And at the same time, the doctor's got all these things they have to take care of at the same time. So one of the important things that we do is we try to prepare for that visit. You know, we'll say to you, you know, what are the issues you want to do to talk about? You know, if you're dizzy, let's say, we can give you a list of questions to answer to prepare for that doctor's visit and save time and be more efficient with that doctor's visit.
You know,
likewise, your question. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that sounds so much more efficient and so much more clear than just coming in and then writing something on a piece of paper. Here, has this been bothering you? And then you pass it in. This is real time stuff. It's like, I'm concerned about my blood pressure. Well, now, having remote monitoring, you could literally take your blood pressure whenever you want and send it in, I guess, through the app, and your doctor will have the readings, you know, throughout different days. I mean, that's amazing. That's so comprehensive compared to kind of the way we live now.
Yeah, I mean, that data stream back to your provider sort of gives them, I mean, if you only see your provider every 4 months, and then every 4 months you come in and you get your blood pressure medicines adjusted and blood pressure assessed, well, I mean, maybe you've had a couple months where things haven't been so good. So we keep an eye on that, and your doctor keeps an eye on that, and that helps keep you more healthy.
Doctor, do you believe that this remote monitoring equipment and this technique and, you know, will basically spread to, you know, to basically healthcare as we know it today, and that everybody will be a part of this in the future?
I think a whole lot of people will be involved in this in the future because it's just so much more convenient. I mean, there's a move towards having more healthcare at home, especially with the pandemic. And it turns out that there's a whole lot you can do for patients medically if they're just sitting in their home. I mean, most healthcare is talking. You know, you're taught in medical school that, you know, 85% of your ability to make a diagnosis, for example, is just based on the history, what the patient tells you. And, you know, you don't have to be in the same room for the patient to tell you stuff. A lot of times it helps, but especially for people who, you know, are really tired or, you know, have diseases that make it really hard to get to the doctor, or people who, you know, can use a walker and walk 50 feet. I mean, that is really hard for those folks to get to a doctor. And we can step into that gap and help you get better medical care if you're stuck.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Like that. For example.
Yes. We're talking with Dr. Michael Merrill, who is the CMO of Brook Health, and that partners with Catholic Medical Partners. And we're talking about remote monitoring and how this is going to become a bigger part of our near future, you know, when it comes to healthcare. And you start with an app, and with that app, you can basically connect right to your doctor. And if you're having issues with, let's say, blood pressure or your let's say your sugar monitoring, they can give you equipment to keep at home, and you can use that and then send in the results right through that app, and your doctor will have that in real time. So it's amazing. Let me ask you, Dr. Merrill, is the data secure? I think we're always worried about everything we have around us and everything we are being out there on the web somewhere.
Yeah, no, this is very carefully monitored based on federal standards. So we're HIPAA compliant. A lot of people have heard of HIPAA. You have to sign a HIPAA waiver when you go to the doctor's office. And SO2 certified, which my IT people tell me is really important, but that's another level of certification we have that I don't understand. And it's very strict information, information security guidelines. It's all encrypted, you know. Nobody can hack in there and get to it.
I can imagine that today's doctors would love to know that their patients are equipped with this. Because let's talk about the benefits that remote monitoring gives to the doctors.
Yeah, so you already mentioned and explained very well that you know, a lot of information is going to the doctor between the visits and is being monitored by, you know, maybe the doctor, maybe a nurse. Sometimes we just sort of keep an eye on it. That's very useful because that sort of sets the doctor's mind at ease. But also, again, you know, when you go to the visit, now the information is organized. And, you know, a whole bunch of the provider's time in the average visit is just spent looking for information. Completely inappropriate. We want to solve that problem. We want to organize all the information about you and hand it to your doctor so that your doctor or your provider has time to talk to you and maybe get to know you a little better or talk about things that you really care about the most, rather than spending time, you know, looking through the computer or stepping out into the hallway asking, you know, the medical assistant where the discharge somebody is, stuff like that. That's not a good use of time. So we want to solve this problem of primary care being overloaded by taking some of that work away and supporting the primary care practice.
And I know you, through Brook Health, through this company, you even supply Brook Health coaches. So there's real people on the other side of this app.
Definitely real people. And they're all nice, too.
It's good to know.
Very nice people. Surprisingly nice. And we have a team of people who will just text you through this app, again, securely. I mean, we can't really send you texts through your regular text platform because that's not secure. But we're right there for you. We're with you, and we want to help you set goals and stay healthy.
Now, doctor, let me take it one step further. What does someone do if they're equipped with this and there's an emergency?
In an emergency, we at this point have to rely on the emergency system that already exists. So we rely on the primary care doctors, urgent care, and emergency rooms. We're not equipped at this point to manage emergencies through this app.
Doctor, let me ask you this. Should today's patients, if this sounds like something that could benefit them, could they ask their own primary care physician about this if their office is set up for remote monitoring?
Yes, they can certainly do that. I mean, our ability to work with the primary doctor is based on a primary doctor or primary provider agreeing to, you know, set up the system with us so that we can support them. And a lot of doctors have done that, and you can ask and see if your doctor is one of them. Brook Health.
Brook.health. You know, and it's interesting, too, because I'm seeing more and more commercials where you can download an app for a monthly fee and you can send in something like an EKG. You know, it'll constantly be checking your heart. But this sounds like it's more inclusive, where this is one app that you can work with your doctor and it will encompass many different things.
That's correct. Yeah, we even have a diabetes prevention program. Mm. So this is CDC certified. And, you know, if you're a little overweight and you want to keep yourself from getting diabetes, you can go through this. The program's usually free, as I understand it, and people have lost a lot of weight.
You know, what I like about this is that if you're taking these readings at home and you're sending them in, there's always a great record of you. You know what I mean? It's not just like you say your blood pressure once every few months. You can literally take it every day if you want and send it on the app. And I think that is just tremendously helpful to the doctor. And thus, it will be in your care.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more blood pressure readings you have when you're trying to assess someone's blood pressure, the better of a job you can do, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Well, it's been very interesting to talk about this with Dr. Michael Merrill. He is the CMO of Brook Health. And we're talking about remote monitoring. Dr. Michael Merrill himself is a primary care physician, but he's working as the CMO for Brook.health. If you'd like more information about this, or by all means, ask your doctor if something like remote monitoring might be beneficial for you. That's what we're all about here on Aging Gracefully, a Senior Radio Buffalo production. brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Good morning.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. We've started a new mini-series called Aging Gracefully, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Catholic Medical Partners. Joandy's Place Restaurant. After a lovely ride through the country, Joandy's Place was my breakfast destination. A cozy, park-like atmosphere was the perfect complement to my delicious meal. Open daily at 9 a.m., Joandy's Place Restaurant is located at 858 Bloomingdale Road in Basem, New York. Joandy's Place, you're going to love their food. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be talking with the Field and Fork Network, a local farming organization, on how they connect communities to innovative solutions that foster a sustainable food system. Listen in Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Field and Fork Network, sponsored by Orville's Home Appliances. Well, good morning again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here, your host here on Aging Gracefully, a production of Senior Radio Buffalo. We're here every Sunday at 6:30. And of course, as you know, we started out being together Saturdays at 11 a.m. for a full hour. Well, at this time of year, so much is going on. The hustle and bustle of the holidays. But with that, we've had a very trying year, 2021. Was no bed of roses. A lot of people got sick. We lost a lot of people. COVID is still in the picture. And now we have the holidays. And for an awful lot of people, there's reasons to just kind of go to sleep until after New Year's. So we want to talk about this morning so you can enjoy your holiday a little bit more. We've got on the phone Brett Stoats, who's a licensed mental health therapist. And full disclosure, he's my son, and I'm very, very proud of him. And we had this conversation when we were starting a while ago when we were in person with each other about enjoying the holidays. And maybe not everybody enjoys them because so much has changed. And maybe loneliness is a part of your holiday this year. So you're remembering more times past than what you might have at your plate today or in the future. So good morning, Brett. It's nice that you join us on this.
So happy to be here.
Let's talk about loneliness and combating this as we start to move forward into the new year. Can we improve our situation?
Of course. Of course we can. And I think the first thing that we need to be aware of is how common loneliness is this time of year. When we look at depression rates, when we look at stress rates, when we look at lethargy rates. We see them go way up during the holidays and then right after, because there are so many things that we're realizing that, oh, well, you know, I miss this person, or I feel like, you know, there's less people around the Christmas table than there used to be. And that's completely normal. And that is incredibly, incredibly common.
You know, when we were discussing this, talking about taking it to air, we talked about the fact that sometimes the stress of the holidays is because there's something you're dreading. What does that mean?
Well, when we think about things that are stressful, right, what we're dreading might be something that we have not yet processed emotionally. It might be something that we feel like we're not ready to take care of. And what that can be is a real highlight of what might be an important thing to kind of detail and to understand and to talk about, because there's usually a reason why we are worried about a particular thing. If we're worried about Christmas dinner, it might be the people that aren't there. It might be the stress of people coming over. If it is going to your daughter-in-law's, it might be that you don't always get along with everything that they're saying. There's different reasons why we dread things, but the response that we normally see is, how can I avoid this? How can I not do it?
Right.
As you said before, how can I go to sleep until January? And typically that is not the recommended healthy approach.
Well, let me ask you this, Brett. If you find that your life, especially this time of year, is not bringing you joy and you want to change it, so many people, and I'm so proud of them, have sought out counseling, someone like yourself. How can counseling help someone, especially through this time of year?
I think counseling can be a wonderful way to process the things that are on our mind. Now, when we have gone through a year like this one, where we've lost people, we've spent time away from others, the day-to-day we might not think about it, but the stress that we're carrying can really be so heavy. When we are thinking about these things and we're talking about it with someone else, we're actually giving ourselves a space to finally kind of get it off our chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so many people in therapy that are worried that they might, you know, just kind of blather on or talk. And that's not a concern. In treatment, what we can actually look at are the things that are causing us stress. And we can learn why. And we can develop healthier methods to kind of get around it and get through it.
And, you know, Brett, I think that is so healthy, because I don't know why everybody, and I'll include myself, because I think it's just human nature. We're all so insistent on thinking we can handle our lives, taking on nobody else. You know what I mean? Just handling it alone. And there's so many wonderful people, including yourself out there, who are willing to listen and who have answers for us, or at least who have therapies and coping mechanisms that can help so much moving into the new year, especially if you haven't sought the help yet and you're finding that it's just kind of like a road that you're just digging yourself in deeper and deeper. You're still dreading things. You're still finding sadness. You're not moving forward. It really is so helpful to try to find a good therapist and be able to share this into the new year and changing the outcome.
I like to think of therapy as a lens. It's not that a therapist can give you answers. It's not that a therapist can, you know, give you a solution, but it can help you see the solutions that are already there. And it can help you process things and just see things a lot more clearly as to, you know what, why is this stressing me out? Why do I dread this? Mm. It comes back to that same word that you brought up before. If there are these things that we are carrying with us that causes stress around the holidays or the whole year round, sometimes it's useful, it's cathartic to talk about it with someone, especially someone that is listening and someone that has your best interests in heart.
So true. I mean, if we are constantly trying to fix our own problems in the same way. And we're finding that all we're doing is digging a bigger rut. Maybe it's just time, as the song says, to take a different picture. Take a new picture and see it in a different perspective, and then try something different. And that's where someone like you can be so valuable to the rest of us, because you can be that second pair of glasses to say, well, why not try this? Or have you tried doing this? Sometimes that's all it takes, to sit back and see things in a whole different light.
And sometimes it's just explaining it and letting it out. Just the act of talking to another person about it can bring a lot of clarity.
And right. That's so true. Sometimes you need that validation to say, am I crazy or what?
And then 100%.
Right? And then you have someone like yourself say, no, you're not. Here's exactly what you're going through, or here, and I understand it, and here's why you feel that way. We're speaking with Brett Stoats, who is a licensed mental health therapist. He talks to people like you and I for a living, as a matter of fact. And full disclosure, I'm so proud to let you know that Brett Stoats is also my son. But I've done a little work on this, Brett, and I want people to know that no matter what their issue is this coming year, I have a great website for people. It's through Erie County. It's www.3.erie.gov. And under this heading, you're going to find phone numbers for all sorts of things that we're kind of talking about. Maybe you need to speak with someone from Crisis Services. Now, their number is open 24 hours a day. Maybe domestic violence, Family Health Plus, Erie County information. Maybe you're having problems putting healthy food on the table. You may be eligible for the HEAP program, or maybe SNAP can help you put that's the one for food. HEAP is the one who can make sure that your heat stays on in the house. Things like that that are externally keeping you down, not for the holidays, but also into the new year. By all means, go to this Erie County website. You might find the answer you're looking for. It's www.3.erie.gov. Brett Stoats, I only have a few seconds left. Let me ask you this. As a counselor, what do you find rewarding in your work?
I think that helping people who have been struggling or valiantly fighting for a very long time, finally allowing them the place to be able to talk about their thoughts, to talk about their feelings, and to maybe process things, and how much little stress they experience later on, the feeling of putting the weight down, feeling lighter, feeling happier, and not feeling so much anxiety about whatever the next situation might be, whatever tomorrow might bring. There is just one thing that I'd like to say before we close. If you are thinking about therapy, I know so many people that were worried that their problems might not be enough, or that they might think the therapist is going to think that they're crazy. I've had, I don't know, a couple hundred clients at this point. I've never had one that was crazy.
Not even your mother? That would be me. You notice how he paused. We'll have to talk about this. Listen, Brett Stoats, we want to thank you so much. Licensed mental health therapist. And again, in full disclosure, that's my son. But we'd like to leave you with this Erie County website. It's www.3.erie.gov. And in this website, you're going to find so many helpful phone numbers for crisis services, domestic violence, family health, Erie County information, SNAP, HEAP, etc., so you can have a better holiday. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you're listening to Aging Gracefully, kind of an offshoot of Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.